Hey everyone, welcome to the Mass Construction Show. I'm your host, Joe Kelly, and this is the podcast about all things construction in Massachusetts and beyond. Today's episode is not about construction. It is about business and life, and I hope that to some degree it resonates with someone that listens, although it might not resonate with everyone. I would say this, if this is your first episode, you're probably listening to the wrong episode and you should start somewhere else. But if you're not and you're a regular, please dig in, enjoy the show, and let me know what you think. Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick little episode. Taking a walk down to a local coffee shop, which I think you will find relevant to the topic as we get going. Hoping to go down there and just get a little bit of a break, separate from my office, and that's a net good thing that everybody should consider right now, especially if you've been cooped up / quarantined with everything going on. So what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about what I've been going through right now. So when COVID hit, let me just give you a recap. Here's what happened to the business, right? Which is like March. What I do is I do quarterly education. So I do education in March, June, September, December, and that's because I'm trying to avoid July and August with vacations, which becomes hard for companies to run education and learning and development in those months. And then I'm trying to avoid January, February, where there's the most chance of things getting snowed out. And, you know, when you have between 20 and 60, maybe sometimes over 60 people, attending the education, it's really hard to kind of reschedule everybody. So that's why I do it that way rather than starting January and do quarterly kind of that way. But so that's how I do it. But needless to say, March rolled around. So I have all my training scheduled for March for the quarter, and it just evaporated. From a business standpoint, that's obviously pretty concerning when a large book of your business just goes away, right? Especially when it goes away kind of rapidly, right? It's not like I was month to month learning, okay, I'm losing a little bit more. So that happened, and obviously I have to respond and find a way to continue to make money and kind of reinvent myself. And I think I've talked about in the past, I always looked at it as, okay, like how can this be an opportunity, right? I was doing things to protect myself and try to look at like what kind of grants were out there to help small businesses and things like that. So I did go that route, but more from a personal and kind of business standpoint, I had to look at it, and like I said, in that positive light where, okay, what can I do? What can I be better at when this is all said and done? I can't really let this happen and then just, you know, let things fall apart. So how can I be better? Some things I was able to do was write. I figured, okay, well, I can probably produce a lot of content that I wasn't that I haven't been able to in the past. I started writing a lot about COVID site safety plans and doing research, right? Looking at Somerville, looking at Boston, looking at the state, Cambridge, Brookline, what were all their expectations? What were they looking for? And I condensed them all and wrote about them. And luckily, as a result, some people saw that, asked me to do education for them remotely to help them. A couple municipalities reached out and said, hey, can you help us work with our other small businesses that are trying to figure out these challenges? We had a group podcast with a number of safety and risk professionals. That was kind of a roundtable. That was pretty exciting. So all of those things were ways to kind of, okay, how can I tack and keep my business functioning, right? Those all did well, and they helped keep me afloat. I don't think I recovered by any means all I had lost, right? But it was something I could focus on, something that could kind of stem the tide in the meantime, keep me afloat, tread water, whatever phrase you want to use, right? So I definitely took a positive attitude there. And then things started to get a little better, right? More work started coming in. because a lot of the work I could do was not dependent on physical construction work being ongoing, right? There was construction management plans in Boston, which are like traffic plans, which I'd been asked to do a number of times, and I always kind of stayed out of it because, I don't know, I just wanted to try and not be spread too thin. But seeing I had just lost a lot of work, I got a number of CMP plans, and I said, okay. I mean, I had done a couple before in the past, but I just wasn't making it a business line. And I got handed a bunch of those, so I had, you know, half a dozen CMP plans to write all of a sudden. And other work and work I probably wouldn't have taken in the past, I just started accepting, right? Because in hindsight, looking back, what was going on was like a scarcity mindset kicked in, right? Which is, okay, I lost all this work, and 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you know, we didn't know when this was going to end, right? And we still don't. But, you know, is there going to be business? So I was just taking everything. If you were like, hey, will you cut my grass? I'd be over there cutting grass, right? Acting more kind of... I guess in a desperate manner, right? I didn't feel like I was acting that way, but in hindsight, right? Taking a good look at it, you know, you're just responding and saying, hey, I'm going to take whatever I can to keep this thing going, even though in reality it wasn't that bad, right? But uncertainty really, really sets in. And then what I started to notice was... Well, a couple things. Part of taking on all that work meant that, you know, the podcast to some degree suffered. When COVID originally hit, I said, you know, let's bring on listeners and talk to them, because I didn't want to do the business as usual. People were suffering, people were losing their jobs, and if I just kept plowing on talking about, you know, mass timber and prefabrication and, you know, how do you build your business, I didn't think that was kind of respectful to everything that was going on. And then everything else that was going on in the world with, you know, Black Lives Matter and COVID and the tragic deaths of people. Like, it was, you know, it was a, and still is to some degree, was a time of trouble. And I just, you know, stopped doing the podcast. You know, probably saw much less from me on social media. And I really started closing in, and I really, a couple things happened. And sorry if this is so choppy, because I don't have anything written down. I'm just talking to you, because I think it's important, and it could be a disaster, but we'll deal with that later. So a couple things happened. I started to get some feedback from people. So, you know, a couple of people that sent messages like, hey, haven't seen anything in a while, you know, hope everything's going all right with the business, and... It was really nice to hear from some people that cared, and the fact that if I stopped doing this, that people might miss it. And I think that was really humbling and nice. And by no means would I say it was, you know, an outpouring of people. It was a handful of people. But it was nice, and it made me, you know, kind of reflect and say, hey, I should probably think about what is happening here. And communicate in some way. So I created a little podcast. I think it was about 8 minutes long. I called it Head Trash. And I sat on it, because frankly, I didn't have the balls to publish it. It was kind of candid. Things that I just wasn't uncomfortable, that I was uncomfortable sharing. There was a lot of pauses and delays, and it seemed like I was like, choking up in it, even though I wasn't. I'm like, oh, I don't want people to think I was choking up. And so I sat on that thing, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now, because I probably should have put it out then. So that happened with the content, and that's where I was. That's why you weren't seeing stuff from me. It was a combination of not feeling great and just being overwhelmed with work. So I started taking all this work on, and I would literally, you know, wake up in the morning, because I work out of my home, and go in the office, work all day, come out for lunch, and then come out at dinner time and just want to walk outside to see what it was like, right? Like, hey, what is today like? And, you know, yeah, we live in this first world, and I have, oh, poor me, I'm stuck in the house with all the technology in the world and a great family and wonderful food. Poor me, right? So I'm not, this isn't a poor me. This is just a way to express how if you don't take care of yourself, that there's consequences, right? So, and then I would just come out and be like, I need to go outside just to see what it was like out. And it was just day after day of that, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of work and work more, make sure I could try and make money. Some of this stuff was paid, some of it was unpaid, but like I said, you know, that scarcity mindset kicks in and you start to make some bad decisions. So after months of not, you know, taking any time for myself or not taking a break, not taking days off and things like that, physical pain, now this is where it gets a little nutty, right? So physical pain started setting in and I got this swollen leg. It was crazy. So at first it started as like a right IT band knee pain, then it moved to the kneecap, and then my right leg became entirely swollen down to my ankle, and then it moved over and my left leg became all swollen down to my ankle. And so I was getting all this like physical pain, but I had had physical pain in the back prior when my sister passed away. So a lot of people that listen probably don't know this about me, but my sister died what will be 5 years ago, really soon, in the next couple weeks. She was younger than me now when she passed away. Obviously I got older and she died when she was younger. And when that happened, I got this like crippling back pain when that was happening with my sister. And I learned about a couple of things, this guy Dr. Sarno, but I think more valuable was this guy Gabor Mate, who wrote this book When the Body Says No. And it, both of them relate the concept of, you know, the pain is real, but the pain is caused by your mind. So you can have physical symptoms like a swollen leg or crippling back pain. I remember stretches where it was my, how the timing worked out is I had my son. He was born that week. I got a call from my sister that her cancer was back and it was bad. And 6 months from then, she was gone, right? She didn't want to call me the week my son was born, but she had been waiting and waiting because she didn't kind of want to ruin the birth. So it was, this is for anyone that's had kids, you know what it's like having a newborn and at the same time going through that with your sister was obviously really lousy, and it caused me to have all this pain. And part of it, part of the pain, if you were to read the book by Gabor Mate, you would find that what it is in everybody hears the word trauma and they think of, you know, certain things like, oh, you were abused or there was physical or all this kind of stuff, right? But his concept and what he calls, you know, trauma, and you can read it to see what his definition is, but, you know, some harm done to you, and most people have some version of that, right? So you have trauma, and as that trauma builds up, your body, and if you don't address it, it's a big thing, if you don't address it, and that is my MO no matter what goes on, and that's why I have a hard time doing this and why I couldn't publish the other one, is my whole thing has always been like, whatever goes wrong, no matter how bad it is, just bury it and move on. Nope, nothing you can do about it, and just move forward. And I've done that my entire life, and I think I was trying to do that with my sister, but the analogy the other guy, Sarno, uses is it's just like a cup, you know, so things happen to you over time, and they build up, and eventually that cup overflows, right? And then that results in some type of physical ailment a lot of times. Mate says like ADHD and things like that. can be, not are always, caused by that. So that's the concept there. All this stuff was happening from a work and a COVID and a family situation. Every year around my sister's birthday and her death date, like some form of a symptom starts to creep up. Usually it's not nearly as severe. So May was her birthday, right? So subconsciously I start thinking about her. All the stuff was going on. I wasn't getting out. I wasn't taking a break. So I was kind of physically becoming sick and also like mentally just not who I usually am. So that's why you didn't see me. I'm not like when I was in that state, I wasn't in a place where I was like, hey, let me write about this. Let's talk about that. Or, hey, here's a picture of this, you know, pork fat I'm rendering or thing I'm smoking or look how cool what I planted in the garden. I just wasn't there. And, you know, I couldn't be excited about construction or, you know, talking to PMs. And I had all these podcasts recorded, but I just wasn't publishing them. And then the other thing was I didn't have the time, right? Because I was taking on all this other stuff, definitely overworking. Sorry, car came by. I got a little thrown off there. Definitely overworking. Definitely burying stuff that I probably should have addressed and piled on with COVID and everything else happened in the world. You know, I wasn't doing well, both physically and mentally. And the reason I'm talking to you about it is work suffered, right? I think so much of what we do, whether you want to run a successful business or whether you want to be really good at your job or you want to do something philanthropic in the community, your ability to do that is your ability to address what's happened to you in the past. You have to understand how your head works. It gets so overused, but the whole know thyself, right? It's so critical. If you understand what triggers you, and you might not even know that, you know, something bothers you, because if you're like me, you get so good at just absolutely ignoring and burying everything that you don't address anything. So I think you have to start looking at yourself and say, what are the things? What are my fears, right? There's a lot of, Mate talks about whatever you do to cope with things when you're little is how you cope with them when you are an adult. But what works when you are a child does not work as an adult. So knowing your mechanisms prevents you from repeating, mistakes and, using the wrong mechanisms. So something reminds you of something else and you get fear, and then it prevents you from doing something. So that's where you hear people talk about self-sabotage, which I think might be a little overused, right? It also comes with, you know, a negative mindset where you just assume everything is going to go wrong. And there's a lot to having a positive mindset. So if you can start to figure out why you think negatively, you know, what things you do to seek attention, do you need to be liked by everyone? Do you feel control by getting angry, right? That's an interesting one because they talk about like when you're angry, you're sure, right? So if you're pissed off about something, you'll be very sure about it because you're angry. You're not thinking rationally, right? So a way to get certainty or be sure is to get upset. So like people have all these different things. I'm no psychiatrist, right? I only can talk about some of the things I figured out for myself. But the whole reason I bring it up is you have to figure out why you act the way you act if you want to be successful, right? And successful doesn't mean money. It means whatever you want out of your life. Whether it's a position you want to get to within a construction company, a business you want to start, a degree you want to get, whatever it is, you have to understand yourself, understand mindset, or else those things will, you know, hold you back forever. They've held me back for a long time. And the more I learn, and it seems like I have to suffer each time, but every time I suffer, I learn more and I feel like I get better. Another big piece of this is diet, right? I had to learn about diet. Great book, The Paleo Solution by Rob Wolf. He's changed a little bit of his stance on some things. It's an older book, but it's a really great place to start. And it talks about sleep and hormones and food and great book, but by making that adjustment and then working on, you know, my mental health has been amazing, right? If I didn't make the changes to my diet, which people have heard me say before, and if I didn't work on the mental piece, then I wouldn't be where I am today. And I don't say that is like because I have some type of status. I'm not saying that. I wouldn't be where I am from like a happiness standpoint. As much as I was saying I was battling something there for a month, I am really happy that I get to work out of my home. I get to work for myself, to see a business grow, to do a podcast, to get to be creative. One of the big things I think about working at a company is your lack of ability to be creative, right? Especially as the bigger the company gets, the more systems they have in place and the less freedom there is for you to kind of be creative and come up with a solution, right? You just have these giant companies that have corporate policies and, okay, this is the way a change order is written. You could have the best idea in the world about how a change order should be written in a new format and everything, but it just gets stifled, right? That's why it's funny when you do see the bigger companies, you know, really focus in on innovation. They do make movements because they have so much capital they can put towards something, right? And it kind of basically adopting new things and new technologies. But in a lot of ways, they stifle innovation by the size and bureaucracy of things. And until you're truly your own boss or in a place where your role is to be creative, you know, you never can truly have that outlet. So by no means am I saying I wouldn't be at the place I am today, like, oh, look where I am now, right? Most people listening to this probably make more money than I do, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for creativity. I'm looking for the independence to do what I want. I'm looking for the opportunity to go out and teach people. That really matters to me, right? So, and that's what I want, right? And I want to be able to spend more time with my family, my immediate family, and I get to do that, and the friends that I choose, and just the ability to say, you know, on some days, like, nope, I'm, you know, not working today, or I'm taking a half day today. And it doesn't mean that I can just willy-nilly do whatever, but if I choose not to take on giant house payments or car payments and keep my expenses low, then I can, you know, have that luxury. And if I choose that, oh, well, I'm going to work extra on Saturday and I want to go walk to, you know, do whatever with my son or walk to the coffee shop today, like, that to me is really worth it. And I feel like by being able to change my diet and address a lot of the mental health stuff, you know, and I didn't go into everything because I don't want it to be a woe is me session and dump all of my problems on you guys. But one thing I do want to say, and one of the things that held me back from publishing that original podcast, and you hear me slowing down because I'm sitting here thinking, like, all right, do I want to say this or do I not want to say this? But one of the things that held me back is I said in there that as a result of everything that was going on, I started seeing a therapist, right? And that is something that, especially in the construction world, in just myself historically, I never would have admitted that to anybody. When my sister passed away and I had that back pain that was so crippling, like I said, there was days I couldn't pick up my own kid. It just forced me, and after I learned what could be the genesis of this, it forced me to go. So I went before, right, and was able to get the back pain to go away, and I was fine. I could do cartwheels down the street, right? No issues, playing basketball, everything from debilitated pain to completely fine. And I just said, okay, well, I'm all set now. I'm good, nothing really more to talk about. And I moved on, right? And I didn't want to address it. And now this came back again. I think, like, okay, I can't live my life this way. It was kind of like that cup was full. I was able to empty it enough just to get me feeling good again. And then I said, okay, let's bury everything like I used to and not address it, right? And this is where my stubbornness and ignorance and hard-headedness and machismo and everything that else goes into this, comes into play, where I'm, feel better. Let's just pretend everything else didn't happen and move along, right? But the fact of the matter is you can't bury it. It's always going to come back. Okay. And now there's a lot of people that are probably younger, and these things won't affect you. They didn't affect me when I was in my 20s, right? It was a non-issue, right? You probably also don't have as much pressure and things that come with marriage and children and all that kind of stuff, which certainly add to things. One thing I did learn is I need breaks, right? So I will work like mad, and I do it, and I love it, and I, like, even when I'm not working, I'm thinking about work, right? Healthy or not, I really like what I do. So it's fun for me to think about that. I didn't read about it, right? But what I learned is, like, you've got to shut it off, because if you don't shut it off, because what, you know, you work, and then you're done, and then you have your family obligations, and you have to do essentially more work, and then you wake up and you do it again, and that only can last so long, right? You need to build in breaks, at least, especially I do. I know, like, it helps me. Like, I take a, and I need solo, not like, oh, hey, go out with a friend and have a drink. I need complete alone, solo, be just with my own thoughts and chill out. And if I do that enough, it's like a huge recharge on batteries, and then I can go again. So right now where I'm at is I'm kind of in this phase where I'm like, okay, take more and more time to yourself. And it seems selfish, but at the end of the day, I'm not a good dad, and I'm not a good husband, and I'm not good at what I do if I don't. So right now it's kind of really recharge, and then pay attention to it, right? Which is, okay, then just be in a maintenance phase and say, okay, every once in a while, you have to take some time from yourself. You can't work, and then be, you know, dad of the year, husband of the year, or whether you're a wife or a mom or whatever you are, right? You can't do that. It's not feasible. It will catch up to you. It's just a matter of time. And if you're not there yet, you're probably going to listen to this and say, oh, hey, thankfully it's not me. And you know what? There are plenty of people that have had the right environments, have had the right parenting, right? Another interesting thing Gabor Mate talks about is addiction, you know, and what's really at the root of addiction. So this, you know, physical pain that you get is... can also manifest itself in addiction, right? He says all addiction is a result of trauma. So really interesting stuff. I think it's worth the read, When the Body Says No, by Gabor Mate. Have a listen. I know there's not a one-size-fits-all, but diet can really matter as well, right? You're a lot more well-equipped to handle stress when you're eating well rather than being on a roller coaster of sugar. That's my preaching for today. And I say that tongue-in-cheek because I'm not preaching. I'm just telling you what's going on in my life. And like I said, this isn't to just sit here and talk about myself. This is hopefully to help you learn in a life sense, which in turn makes you better at what you do, right? Because if you're not happy and if you're not healthy, then you're not going to be successful in anything you want to do. Thanks for listening. I guess to some degree this whole conversation is healthy for me too, and I hope it comes out all right. I hope it doesn't come out too choppy, which inevitably it's going to do, because you know, you hesitate to say things, and I don't have it scripted and it's free for all. I'm like, this is probably a fair amount of rambling on my account, so my bad on that front. Thanks for listening. You guys are great. Feedback on this one is entirely welcome. Take care. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present something new, something different. So would you please give a warm welcome for the rhythm.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. Is this Christmas? Because everybody's rapping. But better get sparked by the song that I sing.